Broadcasting live from the east coast of Ireland on 6240 kilohertz in the 48 meter band shortwave. This is Radio Rainbow International. Best signal, best music, best station. Serving Europe every Sunday morning.
Yesterday's music, tomorrow's radio.
Radio Rainbow International.
Very good morning, Europe. Welcome along to the program. It's the free radio show here on Radio Rainbow International. This is show number 9 in our series. We've been off the air for a week. We did Word and Twitch you last Sunday. In fact, it's the first Sunday we've missed in broadcasting for quite some time. We took a break for a week due to some technical adjustments and also due to the fact that the overall conditions on shortwave are pretty poor anyway. So, not to worry, we're back again and back with you on a permanent basis and back with you on our full power transmitter. So, hello and good day to each and every one of you. Now, lined up on our programme, we have, as per usual, listeners' letters, we have the 5 minutes of jingles, and we have a very special radio station feature lined up for you for today. So stand by for that. And lots more coming your way on the show. Getting us underway, here's Billy Ocean.
Oh,
Yeah, I have to admit, that's one of those records I got to like as soon as it got number one. Didn't like it originally, but mind you, like it now. Billy Ocean and When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Get Going. Welcome along to the programme if you just tuned in and turned on. It's yours truly, Kieran Murray, with you here on Radio Rainbow International, 6240 kHz in the 48 metre band shortwave. We're also with you in the Sussex area of England via the transmitter of Automatic Radio. And also coming to you on the island of Anglesey, North Wales, on cable 96.4. So greetings going out to all our listeners everywhere. And of course, we're being relayed right throughout Europe as well on various radio stations. Good to know you're all listening and enjoying the programme. Now, I want to remind you, by the way, we'll be having our letters section in just a moment. Before we do that, though, I'd better remind you of our station mailing address. Very important. It's the free radio show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, County Louth in Ireland. That's the address. Now, we have three letters to feature on our show today, and all the letters, by the way, are requesting a copy of the show on tape. The first is from Mr. Galvin of East Cosham, Portsmouth, England. Now, he writes to say that he has an 80-watt transmitter for medium wave. He encloses a C90 for a copy of the show, plus some jingles. This we have done, and you should have your tape by now, Mr. Galvin. One point, though, would you please remember to enclose return postage? That is very important. Remember to enclose return postage. Now, the next letter is from a gentleman by the name of Tex Thomas. Now, Tex is from Anglesey, North Wales, and he tells us that he runs a radio station there called Cable 96.2. Now, the station is named after one of Anglesey's famous pieces of coastline, Cable Bay. Now, the station covers about half the island, he says, every Sunday, using about 40 watts into a slim gym aerial. That's what he says here. The station has been broadcasting for the past 10 months or so, with, thankfully, no visits from the DTI. Now, Tex continues to say in his letter that there have been another three stations in the area. They are KFM, Shoreline 102, and Anglesey Community Radio. Now, ACR is the largest station, using 200 watts output, but they have since closed down to apply for a community radio licence, which is available for North West Wales. Now, in the future, we hope to be able to do a feature on the free radio scene in North Wales, and our thanks to Tex Thomas of Anglesey for his letter. You should indeed have your tape, Tex, by now. A final letter today is from Herman Schluss of Zuidlaren in Holland, who encloses an interesting cassette tape. On it there's a number of exclusive recordings, including studio quality Radio Caroline jingles. And if you stay tuned to us here on Radio Rainbow, you will hear those featured on our 5 minutes of jingles. And our thanks to Herman Schluss there of Zuidlaren in Holland for his letter. Well, that's it for the listener's letter section for this week. If you wish to write to us, the address is, as always, The Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, County Louth in Ireland. I'll spell that for you. The Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, and Moneymore is spelled M-O-N-E-Y-M-O-R-E, Moneymore, Drogheda, D-R-O-G-H-E-D-A, County Louth, County spelled C-O-U-N-T-Y, Louth spelled L-O-U-T-H, in Ireland. Now please put reception reports, listeners' letters and free radio news on separate pages and not all together on one page. And as per usual, our invitation that is, if you're an operator of a radio station and you're interested in a free stereo copy of this show, then you can write to us for details there. And I'll be repeating the address before we finish on the show. Right now, back to music, and this is one which is doing well in the charts at the moment for Jim Diamond. Yeah. Like that one indeed there, that's Jim Diamond. Take it took a while indeed to make the charts, but there you have it, it's done it at last. That's called Hi Ho Silver, and it's taken from the TV programme of the same name. 5 minutes of jingles coming away on our programme right now, and a nice selection of legal and illegal, I suppose you could say. We're featuring some BBC Radio 1 jingles now, and some top 40 jingles used on the station there about a year ago, and then we'll be following that up with some Radio Caroline jingles. Now these jingles are exclusive in that they've just been recorded and they have not been used by the station as yet, so you'll probably be hearing them for the first time. Then we feature a couple of Capital Radio jingles, that's IBA station for London, some jingles and commercials, IDs and promos from there. So here we go then with 5 minutes of jingles.
Radio Rainbow International.
Radio 1 News.
5 o'clock, Steve Annick.
Radio 1, the music leader.
This is Radio 1 in stereo on VHF for the rest of Sunday evening, and this is the nation's top chart show, the Top 40, as compiled for the BBC by Gallup. Back on shore.
Number 40, I'm the stereo. Radio 1, Radio 1, the big one. The Radio 1, this week's Top 40. Music Radio!
Radio Caroline!
Caroline 311!
Radio
Caroline! Your station, Caroline!
Good morning on Caroline, Caroline on 319, the sound of the nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, more disco radio action from Radio Caroline.
Caroline, 319 Caroline, all
kids.
Hi there,
and welcome to the Capital Help a London Child Quidsworth, featuring a few jolly jingles, a hi from the guys, and a handful of our bouncier adverts.
Well, this is 194, how are you?
Great.
Peter James on 194.
Yeah!
Isn't it good to know? Capital.
And now, friends,
commercial time.
194.
Richard, shops are filled with all the pretty things, such a lovely pretty things to wear. Hey there, pretty things, make the world a prettier place. Come pretty up, come buy your clothes at Richard shops.
All together.
Just cram your finger in the jar.
Just cram your finger in the jar.
Just cram your finger in the jar.
And tune to 95.8, where you'll hear
Little Nicky, Little Nicky, Little Nicky, Little Nicky.
Easter, a time when young men's thoughts turn to eggs. Anyway, this is Nicky Horn, hoping that you and your mother have a very happy Easter. Good yontif.
Isn't it good to know, Capital?
The station that fits snugly into your ear.
And now, Capital's own Fuzzy Bear presents a joke.
Hey, my brother's so bow-legged, when he stands around the house, he stands around the house.
That's terrible.
No, that's Capital.
Oh, the Muppetation
Station.
Hi there, Granny. How are you?
I have a tray, and it's permanently tuned to the station I adore.
Yeah!
I find it plays a lot more music than the others do, and it's on 194.
On 95.8 Stereo VHF.
Turn on
all hit music.
Radio Rainbow International.
Well, you've just been listening there to 5 minutes of jingles on the Free Radio Show. Though jingles definitely make the world go round, eh? Where would we be without them? We feature jingles from BBC, from BBC Radio 1, in fact, and a couple of the top 40 jingles there used on the station a while back. Then we featured some previously not broadcast Radio Caroline IDs. I believe they're going to be used by Radio Caroline very shortly. Then we featured some jingles from Capital Radio in London, plus some commercials from Capital Radio in London as well. So I hope you enjoyed that, and we'll have another 5 minutes of jingles for you on the show next week. And a reminder, by the way, that if you have access to jingles yourself and you would like me to feature them on the show, well, just send us a good quality copy on cassette, and we'll endeavour to do our best to feature them for you on the show in the near future. Many thanks, by the way, to everybody who has sent us jingles so far. We're busy sorting them out, and we'll have them organised, I'd say, in the coming weeks. We'll have our radio station feature coming up very shortly, but right now it's music from Huey Lewis and the News.
Power love is a curious thing. Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart to a little white dove.
Credit card to ride this train.
Yeah, terrific. Taken from the soundtrack of the new Steven Spielberg movie, Back to the Future. That's Huey Lewis and the News there, and that's called The Power of Love. Once again, I have to remind you, I know I don't want to be repeating myself too often, but I have to remind all of you, when you're writing to us, and if you are sending us a cassette tape for a free copy of the show, we would ask you to please enclose return postage. That is most important. Even as I speak, I was just handed some more mail there, and included in the mail was five letters, approximately four or five letters with cassette tapes included in them, and no return postage. So we would ask you, please, when you are writing to us, to include return postage in your letters. Okay? Great.
The best free radio merchandise comes to you from Anorak You Care. All you'll ever need, you will find. We've got the lot. So don't be shy. Send off right away.
Anoraks everywhere. This one's for you. We've got the best selection of free radio merchandise anywhere. We've got magazines, disky pool type records, stickers to stick wherever you like, posters in multifarious colors, groovy medium wave loop frame aerials to let you hear your favorite stations with perfect clarity. Contact galore, and of course the world-renowned weekly report to keep you up to date on what's happening in the world of free radio. Don't be an old poop. Get in touch today and find out more. Write to Anorak UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, England. That address again, Anorak UK, PO Box 539, Blackpool, in England. And Anorak along with us.
Now you've heard what we can do. Get into touch with Anorak UK. That's all.
Radio Rainbow International.
And it's Kieran Murray with you on the show each and every Sunday. Hope you're enjoying the show and enjoying the music. Now, in a matter of moments, we'll have our radio station feature. Quick reminder, if you want to write to us, the mailing address, it's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, County Louth in Ireland. Now, not to worry if you didn't catch that address, I'll be giving it to you again before we finish on the show. Thank you, by the way. I'm just sorting through all the mail, in fact, during today's show. The mail came a little bit late, but having good fun sorting through it. And once again, just to repeat that if you would like a copy, a free copy of the show, you can enclose a C120 for two shows or a C60 for one show. But do please remember to enclose return postage. Very important. Now, the radio station feature today, we're going to give you a double helping today. It comes to you in two parts, and we're doing this to make up for the fact that we weren't with you last week, you see. Part one of our radio station feature will include an interview with Kenny Everett. That's right, Capital Radio's DJ and BBC One presenter, if that's the word for him, Kenny Everett. We'll be talking to him about his life and times. Well, I won't be talking to him, but the interview is carried out by another gentleman, so stand by for that. Then in part two, there's extracts of the Mike Allen Show on Capital Radio in London. Mike is a nighttime presenter on Capital Radio, does quite a good programme and has quite a few listeners indeed. This particular recording and extracts goes back to the 29th of February 1980. So here we go then with the interview with Kenny Everett first off, and the interviewer, by the way, is Jonathan King, and the interviewee, of course, Kenny Everett. So here we go then with the Free Radio Show radio station feature.
All hit music.
Radio Rainbow International.
Why did you want to be a disc jockey?
Because the alternative was working in Liverpool, in amongst the chimneys and the grime, which I tried for a while after I left the St. Bede Secondary Modern Training School for Criminals.
At a young age?
At a very young age, and went into a bakery and started scraping sausage roll trays. You know the gunge that comes out of sausage rolls when they're on a tray in the bakery?
Rather tasty, I would think.
Yes, lovely job. I had the job of scraping the gunge off the trays. So as I was sitting there in between the baking sun and the baking oven, scraping away, I thought, yikes, I can't do this for the next 60 years. So one day when trolling on the beach, I heard this station on my tranny playing nothing but records, which was very unusual in those days.
I remember it well. Which one was this?
This was Caroline North.
Ah, yes.
Yes. And I thought, wow, people having fun on the air, how unusual. Because on the BBC up to then, they never had fun. It was all sort of, no, here's a record. We're terribly sorry about playing this record. We don't really want to play this record, but here it is.
And it's classical anyway.
Yes. And these guys were just going, wow, look, a seagull's landed on the aerial, and sound effects of sea and having fun. And I thought, wow, that sounds like a good job. So I aimed my sights in that direction.
Were there any amazing or fascinating, dreadful, ghastly moments or wonderful things you can remember about your time at the BBC?
No.
Thank you, Kenny Everett.
There was a slight terrific moment.
Which was this?
That was, I used to do the programme before Michael Aspel's, what's that thing all around the world? Two-way family favourites. And he used to come on at 12 o'clock, exactly after the last pip, and say, the time in London is 12 o'clock, in Hong Kong it's 5, in San Francisco it's something, but all over the place it's time for two-way family favourites. it sounded better than that. But his bit went all around the world. All the BBC transmitters all over the world used to just suddenly switch into him at 12 o'clock.
So he could never answer back anything you said? Or
right. So only Britain heard me and him.
Right.
So before 12, I used to say, oh, here she comes. Oh, oh, a new handbag. Oh, a fire camp. Oh, look, what do you call them things?
Earrings.
Earrings, yes. That proves I'm not camp, you see. I don't know the lingo.
Can you wear them through your toes?
And all like that. And, oh, look, seamed stockings. Nice. Oh, and she's seating herself down by the microphone. Oh, yes, final touch of eyeliner. Yes, she's coming to her big moment. And then the pips had come. And he'd come on and have to go, the time in Britain. It's 12 o'clock. And so I used to really do dreadful things to him that way. One day, when I was leaving the BBC, voluntarily, funnily enough, one time, he said, at 12 o'clock after all my campery and goodbye everybody, he came on and said, ladies and gentlemen around the world, I must just tell you something. There's this small person who's on before me, and for the last 12 months he's been taking the merciful pee out of me, and I'm going to do something about it now. And he read this lovely long poem about how wacky I was and how he was going to miss me and all that. It was very sweet, and it was one of those that went, diddly diddly dee, diddly diddly dee, diddly 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 dee, and rhymed right at the end.
Perfect and brilliant, and all Mike Asper would be.
Of course. But he'll probably remember the actual poem.
Yes, of course I remember that poem well. It went, diddly 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 diddly, and it rhymed. It was very beautiful, actually. The funny thing is that Kenny Everett and I hardly ever met. We would occasionally meet in a lift, and we'd say, oh, then the lift would stop and we'd get out. Funny sort of life. I reckon that Kenny Everett and Alastair Cook are probably the two best and most idiosyncratic broadcasters in the world. I wouldn't dream of telling him that. Even worse than what he used to do to me on Family Favourites was what he did when he discovered, when I joined Capital, that Gene Metcalf and I had once done a voice improvement record, like, you too can have a voice like this, years ago, with me saying, it was a teak table, and a sn, as in snow, and things like that. And he found it, and that was the end of me. Actually, Kenny and I made a record together a year or so ago. It was on the subject of love. It was just a conversation piece. And I remember reminiscing about a girl called Margaret Parnell, and he reminisced about some old bag he knew. And I said, I loved her deeply. And he said, mine never had a deeply. Dirty little git.
Tell us a bit about your early background with your parents and your family and so on. It was in Liverpool, correct?
Yes, we lived in a back-to-back. We lived in the back bit.
The back.
Because it didn't have a front. And we had a garden about the size of a small piece of grass. And I think we had a flower or two and a hedge around it. And that was the garden.
And what did your parents do work-wise?
Nothing in the garden.
Nothing if they could help it?
No. He used to drive a tug.
What about your mum?
She didn't. She used to cook terribly. She cooked bacon that the government almost commissioned to make warships out of. She knew more ways to murder an egg than any woman alive. I don't know how I managed to grow up. Mind you, I didn't really. I'm still pixie-ish.
Yeah, perhaps that's why you're rather small. Yes. Small in stature. Have you brothers and sisters?
I've got one sister. She married Marks and Spencers.
Oh, and is she doing well there?
Well, she didn't. She's not in the store. She married a man who makes the shirts in Milan.
Do you see any of your family these days?
No. I pop up every now and then to see they're all right. Because they moved, you know, they moved.
Where did
slightly
it
to the left.
Now, You know, the reason I think you're what you are today is because you're not really a disc jockey. What you tend to do is you tend to use the media for your own purposes to create effects.
And checks.
Yeah, exactly. Large checks. Larger the better, right? now, but looking at the sort of the things you do, how do you regard yourself? I mean, do you regard yourself as a creative artist? Or do you regard yourself as a parasite?
Oh, a parasite, definitely. Oh, yes, I'm definitely going to agree with that. That's like when you get a form through from the government, say, when you apply to become a driver, they send you a thing saying, are you blind? I mean, you're definitely going to put yes, aren't you? Do you think you are good enough to drive? No.
Yeah, anyway, well, all right, then. What do you do? I mean, describe what you do.
I get up as late as possible, as absolutely as late as I possibly can. Lee usually gets me out, that's my wife, by making coffee smells rave up the stairs and around me hooter. Usually, after brekkie, I pop into the studio here, which is full of equipment, studio equipment, funnily enough, and I do a jingle or two for an Eon or somebody, and then I do an advert, which brings in enough money to keep the electricity flowing so I can do more jingles and adverts.
Right, what about things like Captain Kremen? Does that take ages and ages? Because it always sounds as though it sounds easy, but it's probably incredibly difficult.
Well, what I actually do with that is leave it to the last minute. Friday night at 8 o'clock, I ring up Chris Denning and say, oi Chris, got any gags for this week's show? Like, it was so cold last night that one of my twin beds got in with the other one.
Oh dear.
I tell you, the rocket ship was so cold, every time I opened the door the light went on.
Oh no.
It was so windy last night, a red light went through a car. And here's one I actually used. It was so cold. Look at the thermometer, it says continued on the next thermometer. Any road up. Once I've got me gags, I sit down at a typewriter and rattle out the story. And by the time 10 o'clock rolls around, I'll go and have a drink and forget the whole thing until the next morning at about 7 o'clock in the morning. I wander down here into the studio and look at the script and go, yes, it's all right, I'll correct a bit here, alter a bit there, and then get with me machines and me records of sound effects and everything and actually do it. And usually I finish it around about 10 to 10, which is just enough time to gather me bits and me tapes and stuff, and the finished episode, and rush out to the car and pelt it to the studio in London, which is 82 miles away. And I arrive at about 5 to 12 and start, and then at 10 past 1, it goes out.
And there you are, with a Captain Kremen episode finished and on the air.
Just about, yeah.
Oh, that's marvellous. Last-minute stuff, then.
Yes, it's the last-minuteness of it that that makes me do it, really. Because yeah. If I had all week, I'd just sort of go, oh, I don't feel like doing it now, I'll wait.
And you think it almost gains its sparkle from being recorded with a desperate
thing.
The
British are best with their backs up against the wall. What?
Radio Rainbow International.
The capital sound of the man's in town.
Nicky, London's weather, dry overnight and for tomorrow, which is great news. Got some fog around dawn with a low of 6 degrees centigrade at that time. And the day to come, some sunshine, but clouding over later on with a top temperature of 11 degrees centigrade. Hello, it's The Late Show with Mike Allen. You've got to listen to this. Rodney Franklin. A guy called Rodney Franklin. The album's called You'll Never Know, and cut caught The Groove. It was a track actually found by James Hamilton on a recent visit to the States, actually. He was in Los Angeles, and you probably read about it, actually, in his page in Record Mirror, how he was disenchanted in certain aspects of the American disco scene. But he came back with that little gem, and that's the first time it's been on British radio, probably the first time it's been on radio, maybe, I don't know. But anyway, it's great, isn't it? Yes, and unfortunately, he has a copy, and he's taking it with him. But he doesn't know we're going to catch him on the way out. Gosh, I've got some more of that. That's marvellous, isn't it? Rodney Franklin and The Groove. In just a moment, we've got Brenda Russell.
It won 5 Academy Awards. Ever since it came out, people have been asking to see it again. Now it's back. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, one of the greatest films of our time. Certificate X.
London cinemas from Sunday, now showing Odeon Marble Arch.
Oi, you a temp?
Yes.
Want a job? I got a great temp job here. Very special.
No thanks. I get all mine from my friends at Alfred Marsh.
Oh, not another one. All nice and friendly down there, are they?
And helpful.
Finding the jobs that really match your talents.
Well, it's the temp controllers. I really like...
I suppose yours is quite nice.
Oh, very.
She sees you all right, talking over what you want.
Yes. Even in winter. Well, right now, she keeps me busy.
Don't tell me. And you'll be getting the money.
Well, who...
Yes, I know. Who pays better?
So what's this job you've got?
Well, I wanted someone for 2 weeks in Inverness.
Hmm. I think I'll stick with Alfred Marks. Thanks all the same. Bye.
But you might like it.
Oh. Evening, Constable.
Capital record break.
Remember Elton John's Lady Samantha? Well, she's back on album with 13 other great tracks. It's Vintage Elton. At a very special price, just $2.99. Elton John's Lady Samantha, a fantastic album at a fabulous price.
Oh, you don't frighten me with your tenants. It's 11 minutes after 11 on Capital, and as you might have noticed, the best disco in town isn't happening at the moment because it's having a little rest at, but it's going to come back very, very soon in a place that you'll enjoy with all your fave jocks. In the meanwhile, here's some of the tunes which are causing a mild sensation on the disco floors at the moment. Brenda Russell, pulling you close in the thick of it. In the thick of it, Brenda Russell. Got a magical voice, that lady. Here's the Brothers Johnson. If you just turn on the wireless. Hi, it's 15 minutes after 11 o'clock. It's Capital Radio, The Late Show with Mike Allen and the Brothers Johnson. The name of the game is Stop. Tony Rallo and the Midnight Band, Burning Alive is the album. And the title band is just on your ears. How did it feel? Nice? Good. Before that, the Brothers Johnson of the title band, Stomp. Do into that. I think that's great. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. It's great, isn't it? How records are so educational these days. They tell you which digits follow each one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who could ask for? It's 21 minutes after 11, and in just a moment, one of the most beautiful ladies in the world. Shame it's not TV, actually, because you see how gorgeous she is. But do have a listen, because she's a sweetheart.
March 9th, 1963, Los Angeles, California. Petty thieves Greg Powell and Jimmy Smith forced police officers Carl Hettinger and Ian Campbell to an abandoned onion field. Their night of terror came to life in Joseph Wambaugh's bestseller, The Onion Field. Playboy magazine calls The Onion Field an excellent movie, angry, compassionate, and thought-provoking. Joseph Wambaugh's The Onion Field, a true story.
The Onion Field, Certificate X, now showing ABC Shaftesbury Avenue, from Thursday, ABC Edgware Road.
Camping or
caravan holidays are great for enjoyment and economy, for overseas holidays and equipment too, at the most attractive prices. Don't miss the Camping and Outdoor Leisure Exhibition at Olympia from Friday, February 29th until Sunday, March 9th.
Capitol Record Break.
Those of us who know his music think highly of Warren Zevon.
Jesus will find you wherever you go.
So do the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt and Jackson Brown. They all guest on Bad Luck Streak in Dancing School, Warren Zevon's highly distinctive new album.
Gorilla, you're a desperado.
Everything's good on Bad Luck Streak in Dancing School, the new Warren Zevon album.
Bad Luck Streak in Dancing School.
It's Sylvia Mason. And we're going to do this together. We've got to dance. Don't forget, at 2 o'clock this morning, right after the American Dream, it's John Sachs with a bunch of good music through until 6 on Nightlight.
Capital Countdown. All the hits.
Saturday morning at 9, the hottest chart show in town.
Boy, it's a hot one, I'm telling you.
The 40 hottest pieces of plastic in London with Peter Young tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Don't miss it. And following Peter between 12 o'clock and 3, it's Kenny Everett. But tomorrow, media matters. The weather around town, dry tonight and tomorrow. Got some fog around dawn with a low of 6 degrees centigrade. And the day to come, going to be sunny and dry, but cloudy over in the afternoon with a top temperature of 11 degrees centigrade.
I hope you enjoyed our radio station feature today. A little extended edition of the radio station feature, as I mentioned there, to make up for the fact that we weren't with you last week. Part one in our radio station feature included an interview with Kenny Everett. And the interview, of course, as you heard there, included his life and times and what he used to do and where he came from and so forth. Rather interesting interview, I thought. Just decided to throw that one in, particularly, of course, as he alluded to the fact that he used to work on radio station Radio Caroline. Radio London, one of the offshore stations anyway. Now, part two in the radio station feature was extracts of the Mike Allen Show on Capital Radio London. And that programme went out on the 29th of February 1980. And Mike Allen certainly has a good response to his programme. And as far as I know, to the best of my knowledge anyway, Mike Allen is still presenting his programme there on Capital Radio. Back to music we go right now. Here's one from the current charts, a groove coming from Switzerland. They call themselves Double. And this is the captain of our heart.
It was way past midnight, and she still couldn't fall asleep. This night the dream was leaving. And with the new day's dawning, she felt it drifting away. Not only for a cruise, not only for a day. Too long ago, too long apart, she couldn't wait another day for the captain of her heart. As the day came up, she made a stop. She stopped waiting another day for the captain of the
Broadcasting live from the east coast of Ireland on 6240 kilohertz in the 48 meter band shortwave. This is Radio Rainbow International. Best signal, best music, best station. Serving Europe every Sunday morning.
I have to admit to liking that one very much indeed. That's Double there from Switzerland, the captain of her heart. In a matter of moments, we'll have the free radio show, News Desk.
Radio Caroline, still alive in the 1980s. The first lady of free radio, Radio Caroline. The Radio Caroline story and all other free radio merchandise, including weekly report, are available through Anorak's UK. Post Office Box 539, Blackpool, FYI, 4RE, England. Right now to Anorak's UK for the best in free radio merchandise. Anorak's UK. Post Office Box 539, Blackpool, England.
And right now, here's music from Shakin' Stevens.
I'm
There he goes, Shaken Stevens, and a track from him called Turning Away. Now it's time to turn our attention to the Free Radio Show news desk now, and a reminder first off of our mailing address if you want to write to us. It's the Free Radio Show, Radio Rainbow International, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, County Louth in Ireland. Now we begin our news desk with news on Radio Caroline and Radio Monique. Now both frequencies of 963 and also 558 kHz are back, and there were a number of further breaks, but these apparently were due to technical problems. On Sunday the 9th of February, Radio Monique DJ Ad Roberts was joined by a number of Caroline DJs who presented a special programme about the recent drifting of the Caroline ship, the Ross Revenge. Now, the Voice of Peace radio station, which broadcasts from the ship the MV Peace, anchored in the Mediterranean off the Israeli coast, is now back on the air. The reason for the break in transmission was for repairs to the onboard generators. Now, for those who are technically minded, the VOP broadcasts on 1530 kHz AM and also on FM, both transmitters radiating 20 kilowatt. The two main broadcast generators are made by Perkins of Peterborough in England. Now, more news, onto Irish news now, and in the Midlands, Radio West in Mullingar continues on 764 kHz AM and 94.1 MHz FM. The station pirates its news directly from Nova by rebroadcasting it. Now, Radio West also has a large turnover in staff. Other news from the Midlands includes the setting up of another radio station there in Mullingar. Plans for that, we're told, are well afoot, and we'll have details of that very shortly. Q102, the Dublin music station for Dublin people, have introduced compact discs sponsored by Sony. The quality on FM stereo, we can report, is simply excellent. The Eye in the Sky, which is sponsored by Fiat Ireland Limited, is also getting excellent response. Q102 can be heard on 102.1 FM and 103.5 FM, both in stereo, and 819 AM. Now, Radio Dublin, the country's oldest free radio station, have improved their AM signal on 1188 kHz. It's rumoured that they have a new mixer, and their FM frequency is 98.8 MHz in mono only. Quality is not excellent, but certainly good for Radio Dublin. Now, Radio Nova, in Dublin is rumoured to be considering a station name change. News reaching us suggests that Radio Nova may change its name in the next 2 weeks. Now, the reason for the new move, apparently, is that advertising revenue has been falling, so watch the space for details. Now, Breffni Community Radio, which is located in Kilnaleck, County Cavan, the station has added FM to their service. The studio link transmitter is on 104.2, and the main FM transmitter radiates 100 watts on 96.4 MHz. The AM frequency is 1170 kHz, and the change back from 1161 kHz was made because the station's second harmonic of 2322 kHz was dangerously close to French shipping frequencies. Now, a brief look at the free radio scene in Britain, now in Liverpool first off, and Radio Merseywaves continues regularly there on 1242 kHz, operating a 4-day week schedule. Another Liverpool station has been logged on 103.8 under the name Mersey FM. Liverpool also has Concept Radio on 104.4 FM. In London, there's Electron Radio on 104.3 from 1900 hours to 2300 hours every Sunday. Two new medium wave stations to report from London. And there are namely Three Boroughs Radio on 1125 and an unidentified station on 1188. And we hope to have further news on that shortly. On to shortwave news now, and sorry to have to report that conditions have been very, very poor over the past couple of weeks. Sunspot activity has been high, which means propagation is poor, and that means, alternatively, reception is poor as well. And in the next couple of weeks, Radio Rainbow International will be increasing power, however, and I hope to have definite news for you on that very, very shortly. Finally, a reminder that we want to hear from you. If you have any free radio news, a message to all free radio station operators everywhere, that if you want a studio copy of this show in stereo, well, you can write to us here at Radio Rainbow, 151 Moneymore, Drogheda, County Louth in Ireland. And I must stress, by the way, that if you are writing to us, to please remember to enclose return postage in your letters. Very, very important. We'll be right back. Well, it's been a very, very hectic show today. Thank you for joining us for this Sunday. A reminder to join me again next week, same time, same place in your dial. Till then, for me, Kieran Murray, bye-bye for now.
Broadcasting live from the east coast of Ireland on 6240 kilohertz in the 48 meter band shortwave. This is Radio Rainbow International. Best signal, best music, best station. Serving Europe every Sunday morning. Broadcasting on 6240 kilohertz in the 48 meter European band. You're tuned to Radio Rainbow International, your number one music and information station.
AM and Super Stereo FM.
Blindside Radio. Yeah.